we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Markets this week were up again. The Dow was up 0.8%, S&P up 0.9%, NASDAQ up 1.1%. The 10-year rose a little bit to 131, and oil still up there around $68 a barrel. So this week we had some announcements from Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs said the S&P 500 for the year should get to 4,700, so still some room to go. That helped markets a little bit this week. But like we've been talking about cyclical sectors, remember in an inflationary environment, how cyclical sectors and value is where you want to be? Well, cyclical sectors led the market higher this week as earnings once again and commentary from CEOs about travel and leisure offset the negative Delta virus headlines, which continue to roll out. Financials particularly rose about 1.31%. Energy up over 1%. And the leaders of the rally, which started on Thursday, were sparked by the get out and spend names like Wynn, Carnival Cruise, BKNG. These are all up more than 5% on positive earnings and commentary and guidance from the CEOs. So as the Delta variant continues to surge, doesn't seem like leisure plans are derailed at all. So this is what's fascinating, because the reality of what's going on right now, you understand what's happening. There's a dichotomy right now in the market. The media headlines of COVID are awful, and there's warnings and mixed messages about vaccine effectiveness, hospitalization, virus trends. But when you look at contrast to the market, that negative outlook is not affecting the travel in the leisure space. According to the executives, as they were reporting this past week, they were saying it's a totally different picture than what the headlines are saying. And so ultimately that could change if the COVID cases continue to surge and people have to abandon. Remember last year you had to give up your travel plans, and in a lot of cases you lost your money. Yet for right now, the businesses in the get out and spend categories continue to surge, even though we have these gloomy headlines. And that is a distinction that you need to be aware of. So if you're invested in those sort of stocks, or you're thinking about getting into those as they continue to surge ahead, you know, be careful, because if we're going to follow the UK's example, remember, we probably won't see this peak until later this month, early September. And if we don't turn the course, who knows what's going to happen. Next question I've been getting a lot about is this thing called stagflation. That just sounds so interesting, doesn't it? You may remember from your economics class, these topics, I remember they were just boring, frankly, and I didn't really understand what the heck are they talking about. So there's this thing called stagflation, and the question right now is stagflation possible? Because right now we know inflation is elevated, certainly higher. You can sense it whenever you buy anything at the store or at the Home Depot, et cetera. Everything's so much more expensive. Just to have work done in your house, it's expensive. That's inflation, period. That's what it is. So if the economy starts to slow down, which certainly is possible with all the news we see coming out, and unemployment remains high, which it still is, well, what can the Fed do? If they raise rates, that's not going to help. And that's what stagflation is. And that's where the economy just grinds to a halt, and there's not much that central banks can do about it. So we have to watch for this over the next couple of months, because that's serious. And here's how it could happen. There's a couple scenarios how this could happen. So these are things you could pay attention to. We're certainly watching it. But first, when you look at the central banks around the world, it seems like they're committed to reducing the stimulus, regardless of what's happening in COVID or in the economy. And what I mean by that is this was reinforced this last week by the Bank of England, where they followed the same pattern that the Fed recently did, that the ECB recently did, the Bank of Canada, the Reserve Bank of Australia. All of them had a chance to be more dovish in their discussion about interest rates and where they saw things going, but none of them did. And as you know, the Fed, we talked last week, they took another step last week towards raising rates. They haven't done it yet, but their language is changing. And same with the ECB. They changed their inflation target, but failed to explain how that actually changes anything. So this is now a global situation that's occurring. And while I doubt any of them are going to say it, any of these central banks are going to say it, it appears globally that central bankers want to ease off accommodation, easy money at a minimum sooner than later. Because if they do that, then they feel that that's going to help slow things down. But undoubtedly, the spike we're seeing in inflation here locally, and I'm sure it's also globally, that is something that is going to reduce the desire to do that. So we just have to keep watching it and see what happens. But the important takeaway for you this morning is that they may well continue to reduce the accommodation, even if Delta spikes or the recovery slows. And if that does, that's stagflation, and that's something we need to get ready for when it comes to your portfolio. Second, higher inflation. Well, it's here. And like we talked about last week, they were saying, well, it was temporary. I don't know. I think inflation's a little bit more sticky than temporary. I don't think it's just going to disappear. And I think that's in part due to the ongoing supply chain distributions. If you talk to anybody who's in production right now, who's making things, they can't get things to finish the product they're trying to get you. So that means that things are sitting around like cars. And so when these things are not able to be sold, that's a problem. And that drives prices higher because there's less supply. And so over the next few months, if we see the Delta variant cause a slowdown and the Fed's reluctant to delay tapering due to inflation, well, that's again the definition of stagflation, and that will scare the market, and that could cause a correction in stock. So markets haven't been afraid lately, as we've been saying, of this economic slowdown that appears to be out there. And that's because the Fed for years has always been able to rescue us by rate cuts or quantitative easing. But what's really scary about this situation we're in right now is that the Fed won't or can't ride to the rescue for fear of creating more inflation. And so that's why stagflation is bad, and that's why we have to keep watching it. Bottom line, I haven't had inflation in over a decade to the rate that we're seeing right now. So there's been zero stagflation risk, but that's changing right now. And you can certainly count on me to watch the growth closely. And if rollover looks like it's starting to happen, well, of course, we'll tell you during this market segment that we do every week. Next week, again, we're going to have some more inflation information come out, so we'll be paying attention to that. You got labor costs and, of course, all the other surveys that we watch. We'll be bringing you that news next week.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.